You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we talk with the director of a group helping to resettle refugees in the Fox Valley area. She shares how their work has changed amid changes in refugee policy, travel bans, and a decreasing number of arrivals. Right now, people around the country avoid going to the dentist for many reasons. Some afraid to do it. Others can't afford treatment. While some people think that seeing the dentist is less important than seeing their doctor, but oral care can be crucial to people's overall health, and costs often prevent people from going to the dentist. Dr. Pradeep Bhagavatula joins us now. He's a dentist and faculty researcher at the Marquette University School of Dentistry. Dr. Bhagavatula, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, I think a lot of times people think of their health over here and then their dental health as something different. Can you talk about the connection between what's going on in our mouths and our overall health?
Mouth is certainly an important part of the body. I mean, we talk using the apparatus in our mouth, we eat, we smile. So it's really a central part of the body. Oral health has traditionally been looked upon as being something separate from general health. That's something unfortunate, because there is enough research that shows that long-term there are some problematic effects because of poor oral health, that is heart disease and pregnancy outcomes, diabetes, and all of these chronic diseases have been linked to poor oral health. And not only that, poor oral health can have some immediate effects like pain, which can give people sleepless nights, inability to eat or inability to talk, etc., can occur because of toothache, loss of teeth again. If you have gum problems and if your teeth are pulled, then you will have problems eating. So there are both short-term immediate effects like pain or swelling and fever and infections, etc. But then there are also long-term effects because of poor oral health. Because, for example, gum disease, which is just inflammation around the gums of the tooth, is chronic inflammation. And that inflammation can lead to, it's been proven in some studies, or it's not been proven, but it has been associated with heart disease, because it's gum inflammation is chronic inflammation. And the current state of science says that if you have chronic inflammation in one part of the body, that can lead to some cascading effects that would lead to heart disease, or that can at least increase the risk of heart disease. Then diabetes, there is almost a bidirectional relationship with gum disease, that is, people who have higher levels of gum disease can have serious problems with their diabetes or maintaining their sugar levels, and other way around as well. So people who have diabetes are more prone to having gum disease. And there are many studies that have looked at effects of gum disease on pregnancy outcomes. So women who have periodontal diseases are more likely to have low birth weight infants, or they're low, or even have adverse pregnancy outcomes. So Long story short, we have both short-term and long-term effects because of poor oral health.
There's been worry about people not having access to dental health care. And I wonder, a lot of the problems you talk about sound like things that are probably treatable, maybe even easily treatable, if people have access to routine dental health appointments. How much of a difference does it make if people don't have that access and don't get these problems diagnosed right away?
Most dental disease is preventable in most people. Okay, I don't say it's preventable in everyone, but for if some individuals take some simple steps like eating right, then brushing their teeth regularly, we can prevent most of the dental disease. And if people have good access to dental care and they're seeing their dentist, and that message gets reinforced by the dentist, and the dentist provides adequate preventive services, we have a lot of things in our armamentarium these days to prevent dental caries. We apply something called fluoride varnish, which is very effective in preventing dental caries. Among children, we can put water called dental sealants. Those things can prevent decay. So if people have good access to dental care, it's both gives them the ability to get some procedures done, as well as some reinforcing information that can actually improve their knowledge about and their ability to take care of their oral health. So access to dental care is really, really important. And if people who have or visit dentists regularly are less likely to develop dental caries. So I think it is very important to have access to dental care.
So if, as you were saying, bad dental care can lead to long-term effects like heart disease and diabetes, plus the mm-hmm. obvious short-term problems, and a lot of these things are routinely treatable, not all, but most, mm-hmm. or preventable even, why mm-hmm. don't we talk more about oral health, about dental care, when we're talking about overall health care?
That is, again, unfortunate. Medicine got separated from dentistry a long time ago, and dentistry or dental health has always taken a back burner. For most people, it was almost a fact of life that they would lose teeth, and this has gone on for many generations. So lack of awareness about the importance of oral health. I think most people, just like it's a matter of, like I said, it's a fact of life that, you lose teeth, and it is okay if you lose teeth. We can just live with what we have, kind of an attitude still is prevalent, though I think it is going down these days. I think that's lack of, perceived need or perceived importance of oral health is what causes that neglect of oral health.
Dr. Pradeep Begavatula is with us now. He's a dentist and faculty researcher at Marquette University's School of Dentistry. And Dr. Begavatula, let's talk about your experience providing dental care in Wisconsin. What do you see in your patients that gets you worried, that keeps you up at night?
Here at the dental school, we generally treat mostly patients who are on Medicaid, so they do have some significant oral health problems. We are fortunate that we are able to provide care. Marquette is the largest Medicaid provider in the state of Wisconsin, and with our students and faculty providers, we do provide services to a lot of patients here in Wisconsin. Then we also have our students going out to some rural outreach clinics where we provide care. Also, we have two separate clinics here in the city of Milwaukee where we generally serve underserved populations. To be very honest and upfront, I'm not worried about the patients that I see rather than the patients that we don't or ever get to see. There are a lot of people out there who don't have an opportunity to get into a dental office, who have a lot of untreated disease, who end up going to emergency rooms to get even routine dental care or to stave off some infection, etc. We do have high levels of disease among the patients we see here. Again, there are some patients who don't have fluoride in their well water, who don't have, especially we see patients here in Milwaukee who don't have good access to proper healthy foods that can be helpful in help people in not getting cavities. And if you have good fresh vegetables, etc., rather than eating some high sugar, high calorie beverages, that will help you in not getting cavities. So that's one of the things that I'm concerned about, the social indicators, that there is so much disparity. We see so many patients who don't have proper access to dental care, proper access to grocery stores, etc. That's my main concern with the patients in general that we see and those we do not even see here in our school.
What needs to happen in terms of outreach to those patients? As you say, the patients you don't see who don't get any medical treatment, even when it's late in the game, any dental treatment.
Mm-hmm. I am glad that things in some ways are moving in a positive direction. The state of Wisconsin has started a pilot project where they are increasing the reimbursement rates for dentists in 4 counties in Wisconsin. So to see if that will help in improving access to dental care among people who are living in those counties. And the idea behind that is I'm hoping that if that is experiment is successful, they would probably extend it to the whole state. And if we have higher reimbursement rates, I'm hoping that more dentists would be likely to treat patients who are on Medicaid. And that would be really helpful in improving access and the overall oral health of individuals in the state of Wisconsin.
And then for those things you mentioned that aren't directly related to dental care but have a huge impact, the access to better foods, for example. I mean, is that, do you think it's the role of dentists to help make that kind of thing a reality?
Now, I think we are citizens of the community, and dentists are generally, by and large, very good citizens of their communities. I think if everyone bands together and tries to advocate for changes that can help in improving access to grocery stores, etc., that will be a very good thing. I think there are some small initiatives here that are happening in Milwaukee. Some dentists have been involved in some of those clinics providing direct care or being champions for improving access to care in those communities. I think if that becomes a widespread norm, I think it's going to be really helpful in getting the oral health of quality of oral health of people here in Wisconsin up.
Dr. Bhagavatula, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Pradeep Bhagavatula is a dentist and associate professor at Marquette University. He joined us to talk about the importance of dental care and make the case for better access for people around the state.